Hello and welcome to Jimmy's Wrestling Report for October 25th, 2014. My first wrestling event in 3 months saw me once again at the Von Reno Starks Community Center in Elizabethtown, Kentucky for some hot Ohio Valley wrestling action. Once again, our OVW Director of Operations, Trailer Park Trash, was our host for the evening as we kicked things off with a rematch from this week's OVW TV show with Dapper Dan and his mustache doing battle with primetime Robbie Walker. So we're getting some arm working traded here at the very beginning. Of course, these two have had quite a series on the TV show. We'll see if I can continue this here in Elizabethtown, and Fireman's Carry takeover by Dapper Dan. Armbar on Walker. And shot in the ropes, blocks Walker down. Leapfrogs. Walker really leapfrogs. Tries to again, but Dan catches him in the groinular region with a knee. Dan now clubbing away on Walker. Dan now putting the dapper boots to Robbie Walker. And Walker's down in the corner. And some fans appreciate Dapper Dan's efforts here in Elizabethtown. Dan just pounding away. Dan whips Walker across. Running for him in the corner, and Robbie Walker hangs on the ropes for a moment and drops to the mat. Dapper Dan with a punch right between the shoulder blades. Dapper Dan, of course, compared to John L. Sullivan, the famous bare knuckle fighting champion. Walker still down on the mat. Dan picks up Walker, big body slam right in the middle of the ring. Hooks, leg, and covers. But only two. Dan with something that might resemble a choke here. Scruffy ref down, checking to make sure everything's A-OK. Dan has Walker by the head, just hammering his chest with those big forearms. Dan catches a cosmic kick, sets up German suplex, Walker rolls forward. This time only gets one. Dan probably has this well scouted by now, I reckon. Dan spins Walker around, grabs the leg, and kicks the other leg out from under him. Dan with, like that, three elbow drops. Backs over Walker, hooks the leg, but again, only two. Dan choke slam into a backbreaker, and Walker is in a bad state of affairs here. But that doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to lose, as we have found out. Dan misses an elbow drop as Walker rolls out of the way. Make that two. Yeah, why not? The hat trick. Walker tries to pull himself up in the corner, makes Dan miss on a big forearm. Walker reverse whips Dan in the ropes. Walker ducks a lariat. Now, comes off with a back elbow. There's a drop kick. Walker with a chin breaker. Oh, it's prime time, folks. And the crowd can sense it. Walker setting up for that cosmic kick. Dan up, he staggers, but Dan catches a kick. Grabs him in a German suplex. Let's see what's going to happen. Walker spins around, rolls up Dan, and that's it. Well, some guy in a ref shirt giving it to Dapper Dan. Probably jealous of his mustache. Well, I'm sure we haven't seen the last of this. Before the next match, Trailer Park Trash addresses the situation from this week's OVW TV concerning Michael Titus' verbal attack on him.
Let me try this one more time. How's everybody tonight in town? As always, right off the bat, we want to thank Greg Aubrey from Hero Sports Fire Team Racing and Memorabilia for providing the advance tickets to E-Town Kentucky. Yeah. 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 Thank you, Greg, for the round of applause. I'm supposed to take a minute here, Eddie Davis. How many people watch the TV show right now? Yeah. 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 As far as today's television show, Eddie Davis wanted me to address a few folks. about what happened. I don't really know how to address it or what to say. I still really kind of am in denial of what happened myself, but just know that Michael Tyson has crossed the line. He's took sports entertainment into reality, and unfortunately right now, legally, I don't know that he's going to talk to the attorney to see if he can just void his contract or get rid of Tyson and just him not be here anymore at all. But until that happens, you know, I'll deal with it, and the only way I know how to deal with it, and I do know that they have a his tag team champions are putting the belts up at the Saturday Night Special, and I'll deal with it. So that's about the only way I know how to handle it at the moment.
The congregation comes to the ring with a masked guy accompanying Apostle Jake Glacier, Altar Boy Jade Dawson, and Pastor of Disaster Reverend Stuart Miles, who will give us his good word for the day. Well, Stuart Miles stops to rebuke a sinner in the front row.
Hello, sinners! I have a good word for you. And the good word is curse. You see, because just like each of you scum, the people that the apostles will be destroying tonight have been cursed. Just like each of you hillbillies,
the masked guy takes the mic from Miles and bows down to him. And now Miles laying hands on the heads of Jake Glacier and Jade Dawson. No holy water was brought out. Glacier and Dawson stay in the ring to take on the team of Elvis Pridemore and Ram Jam Jonathan Ramser. Trailer Park Trash announces that the winner of this match will face the Fabulous Freebodies later on tonight for a tag team title shot at the next OVW Elizabethtown event on November 15th. And a scruffy ref calls for the bell, and this is Ram Jam Jonathan Ramser, and he winds up on the arm of Jade Dawson, the altar boy. And Ramser's partner is Elvis Pridemore, who has a baseball cap on. We'll have to monitor how long that cap stays on. And Ramser pulls Dawson over the corner, and here's a tag on Pridemore, a former OVW champion, briefly. Pridemore whips Dawson across. There's a big hip toss. Drops an elbow. Reverend Stuart Miles wandering over towards Ramser. Ramser kind of chases him away from the corner. Meanwhile, Dawson trying and briefly reverses the arm work. But Pridemore picks him up and slams him. Meanwhile, the masked congregation person is praying. What he's praying for is not clear. Dawson whipped into ropes. Ramser tags back in, and there's a hip toss. The mask guy pulls Dawson out, and we might have some healing going on here outside. Or maybe consecrate the sacred bonds of obedience or something. I don't know. Ramser grabs Dawson in a headlock, tries to take him over, but Dawson stays upright, kind of gives him a kind of a jawbreaker sort of. And now here's the tag on the Apostle, Jake Glacier. Of course, an apostle defined as someone who brings light to his generation. But Glacier doesn't get much of a chance to do that with Miles around. Anyway, he slams Ramser down for two, and off comes the shirt. Glacier, clearly the most muscular guy in this match, whips Ramser hard in the corner. Here's a congregation going for a double leg sweep. Ouch. That's got to leave a mark on Jonathan Ramjam Ramser. Dawson hooks leg and covers only two because Pridemore comes in, breaks up the count. The masked guy slides in and pops Ramser upside the head and goes back to praying. Dawson drops an elbow on Ramser. And now Dawson stretching out that leg. And here's a tag on Glacier. Glacier holds up Ramser, drops him in a suplex. There's a cover. And that was two. That was an actual two, no fractions or decimals or anything like that. Ramser now thrown into the amen corner, as it were. Well, Dawson, that was kind of a weak chop. Dawson now putting the boots to Ramser, who's down in the amen corner. Meanwhile, Miles over within arm's length of Pridemore. Scruffy ref's got to keep them apart. And now he warns Pridemore not to enter without benefit of a tag. And it's kind of 3-on-1 as the mask guy is getting in his shots as well. Finally, Glacier drags Ramser out to center ring, drops an elbow. Glacier going up top. He's going to fly on Angel's wings, I guess. Oh, sign of the cross. Well, it didn't help because he lands on his butt, missing the leg drop from the top. And here we go. Could we get tags? Will we get tags? Ramser, there's a tag. And here comes Elvis. He's in the building, folks. Atomic drop for Dawson. Pridemore throws Glacier through the ropes and onto the masked guy and Miles. Pridemore over the has Dawson over the shoulder. The Elvis driver. And that'll do it. So the congregation, I guess we'll have to go back and pray about it, and maybe they need to say the rosary a few times and maybe get their night back online. Next comes a no-class connection, Leon Shelley and Deonta Davis, who let it be known that they are not happy with their entrance music. Well, here comes the no-class connection, and Deonta Davis has the mic.
We do not come after this music, all right? No-class connection does not come after this stupid. You shut up, all right? We want the rap music, and we want it right now.
Let me tell you something, little boy. I'm definitely not the queen to mess with your stupid ass tonight. But let me also tell you, I'm not a babysitter. If you want to come after your own damn music, be a man and bring it to me so we can put it in the system.
Now, why didn't I think of this when I was doing music at the Stadium Inn?
We don't need that music. It's all right. Because me and Leo, we got our own music. We got rap music.
Oh, here we go. This won't be any rapper's delight, folks.
It's no class connection. And this is a message to all the tag teams. Because we stay hot, like 100 degrees, and when we come to win tag team matches, we do it with these.
Maybe they need to write it down before they come out here next time.
No class.
I thought they called themselves No Class because they were unemployed teachers. After the so-called rapping, their opponents are brought out the team of Tara Wild, Randy Therese, and Adam Wild. Okay, so we got a different ref here. Of course, they don't introduce refs in OVW either. And it's going to be Leon Shelley starting out against Randy Therese. Therese pulls Shelley down and gets a quick two. Of course, Therese's partner is Adam Wild, who was here last time I was up here. He's done dark matches at TV, but not actually been on TV. Shelley reverses a wrist lock. Now pulls Therese into a headlock. Therese whips Shelley hard in the corner. Of course, Therese by far the most experienced person out here. Here's a tag on Adam Wild, who this time is wearing zebra pants as opposed to the blue jeans he wore last time. And he shoots Shelley hard into the corner, and here comes Therese back in. Therese now working on the arm. And whips Shelley hard back into the corner. And you see a pattern here. Of course, Therese used to working with the Mexicutioner, and they're used to tagging in and out real quick. And so far, that's what they're doing. Wild picks up Therese, slams him on top of Shelley. Here's Davis, and Wild slams him on top of Shelley. Wild picks the ref up and slams him onto the two no-class guys. And Therese has to calm him down and send him back to the corner. Well, the ref no worse for wear here. Unidentified ref, that is. Davis comes in. Therese shoots him into the corner. There's a hip toss, and back in comes Wild. Wild standing leapfrog. Quite impressive. There's a hip toss for Davis, who's not wrestling any better than he wraps. That's saying quite a bit. Therese drop toe holds Davis into the corner. Therese hip tosses. Here comes Wild back in. Wild takes over the wrist lock on the mat on Deontay Davis, who's rap needs more work than his wrestling, I hate to say. Davis hair pulls Wild down on the mat, and the referee counseling Davis on his behavior. Here's a tag on Leon Shelley, the pride of South Carolina, or they used to say that. And now they got Wild in the no-class corner. Davis with a headbutt, and down goes Adam Wild. Davis snapmare. Here's a tag on Shelley. Let's see what Shelley's going to do. Ooh, a little kick to the shoulder blade. Now Shelley talking smack, and when he should be like wearing down Wild here. Well, Shelley's going to try to butterfly the arms, puts a knee right between the shoulder blades of Adam Wild as unidentified ref looks on. Shelley now drives some knees into the rib cage of Adam Wild. And here's a tag on Davis. Davis reverse whips Wild really hard into the no-class corner. Davis kind of holding his arm, referee checking. That gives Shelley a chance to wander over and choke Wild in the rope. Davis now hammering away on Adam Wild. Now the referee warning Therese, please don't enter without benefit of a tag. And the no-class connection is no-classing all over Adam Wild right now. Shelley with a suplex.
That's how you do it!
Yep, that's how you do it, Deonta. Here comes Davis back in. Davis picks up Wild. Body slam right in the center of the ring. Davis tries a diving headbutt and misses. Both wrestlers in the ring crawling towards their respective corners. And here we go. Tags, folks. Therese throwing forearms at Shelley. Down he goes. Therese snapmare. Off the ropes. Spinning elbow. Shelley staggering. Therese with a big suplex. There's a cover. But Davis wanders in and breaks the count, attacks Therese. Now Davis pulls the ref in between him and Wild. Shelling goes over and chokes Therese in the ropes. And this ref's got his hands full now. Is everybody in the pool, folks? Therese reverse whips. Reverse whips Shelly in the ropes. Wild hits him with a drop kick. Wild gets reverse whipped in the rope. Shelly catches him. Wild tries to roll him up. But Shelly is awful close to the ropes and only gets two. Wild looked like he maybe got the wind knocked out of him on that one. Shelly tries to suplex Wild and can't do it. Wild with a small package. Davis wanders in, rolls Shelly on top. Here's Therese to roll Wild back on top. The ref stopped it too. Davis rolls Shelly back on top of Wild. Wash, rinse, repeat. So who won the match? Oh! Davis botched it because Wild ends up on top. Well, a No Class Connection does not take well to their defeat. Moving right along, we get a second visit from the congregation. Yep, the congregation's back out here in full force, no less. And the masked guy asked for the microphone from Trailer Park Crash so he can deliver it to his spiritual leader, the pastor of disaster, Reverend Stuart Miles.
Hello again, sinners!
Just think, we got to see Stuart Moss twice in one night and didn't have to pay more to get in. The masked congregation guy's opponent tonight is Mr. Marvelous Melvin Maximus. Well, the congregation huddling, probably saying a quick prayer before the masked guy has to deal with Melvin. And the masked guy very cautiously entering the ring. Meanwhile, Jay Dawson wandering over to the other side of the ring, trying to distract Melvin. Here we go. Melvin just shoves the masked guy back down in the corner. And Miles gives him some spiritual encouragement. So masked guy runs back up, tries to lock up again, and gets shoved back to the corner. Miles lays a hand on the forehead of the masked guy. Maybe we need some speaking in tongues or something here that might help him. Masked guy with a go behind and a headlock on Melvin. And Melvin pulls out of it. Melvin got him in a wrist lock. Masked guy trying to reach to one of his fellow congregationalists, I guess. Or as Trent Van Dries would call them, Bible thumpers. Now another quick prayer service on the outside. Masked guy back in the ring with Melvin. Well, test of strength. I don't think this is going to be a good idea. Oh, sign of the cross by the masked guy. Probably looking for a little spiritual intervention here. Well, that didn't help. Melvin now takes him down to his knees. Masked guy gets a forearm to the midsection on Melvin, grabs a headlock. So Stuart Miles' channeling of Ernest Ainsley might have worked. But Mascot comes off the rope and Melvin blocks him down. And, Jade Dawson up on the apron. Now Miles up on the apron. Glazer climbs in the ring and clobbers Melvin in the back of the head and pops right back out. And Mascot chop blocks Melvin in the knee. There's another kick to the knee. And now Mascot has working on the leg of Mr. Marvelous Melvin Maximus. And now Melvin's grabbing a mask, which is not okay with Joe Wheeler. Another sign of the cross, and there's a kick to the hamstrings. And Melvin down on the mat, which is not the best place for him to be. Mask guy with a headbutt. That was he did not load his mask, however, so Melvin is able to withstand that. Dawson now on the apron, distracting Joe Wheeler. And Miles hands Mask guy a belt, and now he's choking Melvin with it. Mask guy covers Melvin, and that's only two. Of course, Miles says that Mask Guy has not earned a name yet, so that's why we're calling him Mask Guy. Mask Guy, great binding the leg of Mr. Marvelous Melvin Maximus. And here's Dawson back up almost into the ring, but Joe Wheeler chases him away. There's the belt again. And again, Mask Guy choking Melvin with it, much to the delight of the pastor of disaster, Reverend Stuart Miles. And also, Jay Dawson is really moved by the spirit here in the Von Reno Starks Community Center. They'll be passing out an offering plate if this keeps up. Mask guy with a figure four as the congregation members just wandering around ringside. And here's Miles to grab the arms of Mascot to help get some leverage. Referee Joe Wheeler has his hands full here. Well, Melvin's shoulders get down for two. Mascot really cranking on that figure four, but Melvin turns him over, even though he doesn't have Dean Hill here to tell him to turn into the pain. Mascot makes the ropes, and Joe Wheeler's gonna make him break the hold. Finally, Mascot breaks the hold. Melvin a little worse for wear because of it. Here's Glazer in the ring. It hits Melvin with an elbow, but just glances. Melvin ducks. Melvin pops him with a forearm. Here comes Dawson in. Melvin has a bear hug on Dawson. Here's Glazer back in. Melvin has a bear hug on him, too. Joe Wheeler checking on the mask guy. And now Wheeler in a tug of war with mask guy over the belt. Wheeler takes it away. And mask guy gets put in a bear hug, and that's it. Well, it looks like the congregation is going to have to step it up a bit. Maybe they need to go handle some snakes or something. The congregation 0-2 on the evening. Match number 5 first sees the new unidentified ref from earlier, followed closely by our OVW senior official, the paragon of virtue, Joshua Hawk Ashcraft, who says that he was not impressed with the ref's performance and will stay at ringside to monitor the new ref. The contestants for this match are one half of our OVW Tag Team Champion, Shiloh Jones, not wearing glasses, who is greeted warmly by Ashcraft, and his opponent is the Teflon Don from Boca Raton, Eddie Diamond. Ashcraft trying to remind us that Jones is one half of the Tag Team Champions, but Trailer Park Crash plays Diamond's music, so nobody has to listen to it. Because haven't we suffered enough with Ashcraft as a ref, much less a ring announcer? Diamond backs Jones to the corner. Jones ducks in the ropes. Of course, Jones' opponent tonight, the Teflon Don from Boca Raton, Eddie Diamond. Diamond has Jones by the arm. Jones gets to the ropes. And Diamond, being the fair competitor that he is, breaks the hold and then makes fun of Jones for being a crybaby. Jones having a headlock on Diamond. Diamond reverses it, takes Jones over to the mat in a headlock. Now Jones complains about hair pulling. Of course he does. Jones gets free and rolls out of the ring. Ashcraft now berating the ref over whatever procedure was not done correctly. Meanwhile, Diamond and Jones exchanging witty banter on the other side of the ring. Well, the crowd's counting. The unidentified ref is not counting. And Jones right back out of the ring. Jones back in as the crowd gets to eight. Maybe we should have an interactive ref. That would be pretty fun. Jones now with an arm bar on Diamond. But Diamond takes him over in an arm drag and bars Jones's arm. Jones backs Diamond in the corner, kick to the midsection. Diamond whipped across, leapfrogs. There's an arm drag. Well, Ashcraft reminding the ref to make sure all holds are legal here. And Diamond's hold looks legal. Jones now with a knee to the midsection, which is, I believe, is also legal. Shoots Diamond in ropes. Diamond ducks. Diamond with a forearm puts Jones down. There's another forearm. A drop kick, all of which are legal. Diamond setting up for the Soulja Boy elbow and hits it on Jones. Diamond covers, but Ashcraft's up on the apron, berating the ref again. Diamond now trying to get in Ashcraft's face, but Jones comes off the ropes with a knee to the back and sends Diamond all the way out to the floor. Now Jones going to exchange some witty banter with the fans at ringside. Meanwhile, Diamond is trying to get himself up to the apron anyway. Diamond rolls back in. Jones drops a fist on him. And now Diamond's laying on the apron trying to pull himself up with the ropes. And Jones now with a boot to the throat. And here's Ashcraft. Meanwhile, the other dude is in the crowd in a ref shirt trying to make his arguments too. Diamond gets to his feet and bangs Jones's head in a turnbuckle. Diamond's gonna climb up top. Hey, so is Jones. Let's see what this is gonna be. They're both up top. One's got the hold of the other. Jones throws Diamond off the top, rolls him over. Puts two hands on him, does not hook the leg, therefore does not get three. Well, Ashcraft can be mad about that, but Jones failed to follow basic wrestling procedures there. Meanwhile, Diamond gets a foot put to the small of the back, and now he's getting choked in the ropes. Ashcraft is over there still doing his teaching, in his words. And Jones, with a fist, puts Diamond down in the corner. Jones fires up. Here he comes. Rams the shoulder in midsection to Diamond, who rolls out to center ring. Jones hooks the leg this time. That was about 2.4 or 2 2/5 for those of you who prefer to use fractions. And now Jones with a rear chin lock on Diamond. Jones now still with Diamond, but Diamond gets to his feet and tries to fight out of this. Jones just grabs him by the hair and throws him down on the mat. Jones now talking to the crowd as he climbs up top. But here's Diamond. Diamond with a belly-to-belly off the top. And both wrestlers down on the mat. Well, Josh Ashcraft takes exception to Trailer Park Crash leading cheers for Diamond. Diamond up in the corner. Jones charges. Hits a turnbuckle and flips. Diamond with a spinning back elbow. The forearm off the ropes. Diamond with a DDT. Here's a cover. But once again, Ashcraft on the apron grabs the ref by the shirt. Diamond now trying to get the Ashcraft again. Let's see, Jones has the tag belt. Diamond ducks a belt shot, rolls up Jones, and there's the crip walk crossface. And the ref calls for the bell. Well, Ashcraft is berating the ref. Really giving him what for. But Eddie Diamond, hey, Diamond's got Jones' tag belt. And poses with it on the top turnbuckle. Jones not making an effort to get it. Next up is a match announced earlier where the winning team will get a shot at the OVW Tag Team titles currently held by Jones and Eric Locher at the next Elizabethtown event on November 15th. The winners from earlier, Elvis Pridemore and Jonathan Ramjam Ramser, are taking on the Fabulous Freebodies, the Body Guy, and Big John Body. Pridemore comes out and the congregation jumps him and drags him to the back because Ramser, being deaf, couldn't hear. And so Body Guy and Big John attack Ramser. Then a scruffy ref climbs in the ring and calls for the bell. Body Guy in shiny yellow tights tonight. Of course, Body Guy, one of the more colorful characters in OVW. Meanwhile, Body Guy and Big John are just going to town on Jonathan Ramser, who is out here by himself after the congregation jumped Elvis Pridemore, dragged him to the back. Body Guy with a thumb to the throat. And here's Big John in. Of course, Big John hasn't wrestled on TV lately, even though he's been doing his part in the matches, so to speak. Big John standing on the back of Jonathan Ramjam Ramser. Big John shoots Ramser into the free body corner. And here comes Body Guy back in. Ramser reverse whips Body Guy into the free body corner. And goes over for a tag, but there's nobody there. And here's Big John in. Meanwhile, Trailer Park Trash on the phone, maybe trying to find out if they can get Pridemore back out here. And here's Body Guy. Body Guy goes for a knee drop, but Ramser rolls out of the way. Hey, here's some music. Somebody's going to come out to replace him. Hey, it's Rim Thump. Ramser gets whipped again into the free body corner. Scruffy ref trying to keep him from double teaming. Body Guy with a snapmare now grabs a rear chin lock on Jonathan Ramser as Rum Thump has come out here. So Rum Thump has an issue with Body Guy and Big John after they tried to hurt him. Body Guy backs Ramser in the corner. Charges at the corner, Ramser ducks, and Body Guy's fist hits the turnbuckle. Ramser goes under. There's a tag on Rump Thump. Rump Thump off the ropes. A knee right under the chin of Body Guy. Rump Thump patting his booty, and something bad's going to happen to Body Guy. Big John tries to come in and clotheslines Body Guy. And Rump Thump catches Big John in the chin with a kick. Body eye. Whips Rump Thump to the ropes. Rump Thump with the Rump Thump. Here's a cover. But Big John in to make the save. And he catches Rump Thump in the knee. Body eye. Clobbers Rump Thump in the back of the head. Grabs the leg with the injured knee and rams it into the mat. Now he's going to set up for a figure four. Body eye does not quite have it locked all the way in. But that knee's hurting already, so it's going to make it that much harder on Rump Thump to get out of it. And Rump Thump taps out.
The winner of the match.
Well, Trailer Park Crash in the ring with Scruffy Ref checking on Rump Thump. Of course, if you haven't watched OVW TV yet, Big John did pretty much the same thing to Rump Thump in their match, and Rump Thump had trouble getting out of the ring. I believe this is the other unidentified ref. Here comes Robbie Walker. I wonder if that's Muhammad Ali Vaez. So they all grab Rump Thump and pull him up. And now they're going to help him out of the ring. Meanwhile, the No Class Connection standing up in the balcony looking at Rump Thump and laughing and pointing. And I'm sure he'll deal with the No Class Connection at some point. Here's Elvis finally got free from the congregation. It's main event time as our OVW television champion, psychedelic superstar, and host of the Chris Silvio Show, Chris Silvio, comes out accompanied by Mary Jane with her trusty hula hoop and a rather tall bodyguard. Silvio takes issue with the choice of entrance music.
Big man, stay out here and watch my back. Don't let any of these yokels touch me. But as you all are aware, I did not defend my title on the OVW television program. However, tonight I've been contracted to defend my title in front of all of you great people. And you know what?
Great fans and just kick your ass.
Silvio's opponent tonight is a man he won the TV title from a few weeks ago, Michael Not P.S. Hayes. Of course, Josh Ashcraft is a ref, so look out for shenanigans.
Mike, you ain't even supposed to be here tonight. I didn't sign up to wrestle you. Josh, what in the hell do you think you're doing out here, big fella?
And Hayes, instead of saying anything, just takes Silvio down the mat and starts pounding on him. And now Silvio returns the favor and pounds on Hayes a little bit. Of course, Silvio's a big bodyguard out here. Has a Chris Silvio Show t-shirt on, which can be listened to on podbean.com, which is the same service that this podcast can be listened to. It's hard to root against a fellow Podbean user. Hayes has Silvio in a headlock down on the mat. Silvio gets back to his feet. Silvio chopping away on Hayes. There's a snapmare. And Silvio now doing some mat wrestling. Yeah, it was nice to see Mary Jane out here because she wasn't out here the last time I came up here. Mary Jane dressed in a white slip with some fuzzy boots on and pink shorts. Of course, with the glow-in-the-dark hula hoop. Of course, we're still waiting for Mary Jane to be a guest on the Chris Silvio Show. Silvio goes for elbow drop and misses, and now Hayes now clawing at the face of Silvio. Silvio with an uppercut gets out, but Hayes whips him into the corner. Silvio flips over the top and comes down on his back on the floor. Silvio hit that floor pretty hard, and there's no padding on it. Silvio, well, back on the apron. Silvio and Hayes duking it out over the top rope. Hayes grabs Silvio and flips him back in. Now Silvio begging off. Hayes off the ropes with a forearm and cuts Silvio a flip. Hayes now peppering Silvio with forearms. Hayes grabs Silvio by the foot and yanks his leg out from under him. Hayes charges. Silvio catches him with a, looks like he caught him with a boot. Silvio backsprings off the corner, kind of a variation of a diamond cutter. Silvio doing a lot of talking here instead of, like, you know, maybe covering Hayes so he can get the pin and get out of here. Silvio hard kicked the ribs of Michael Not P.S. Hayes. Silvio now drapes Hayes in the ropes, and I bet this is going to be a guillotine leg drop, and it is. Silvio going up top. Hayes gets to his feet. Silvio with a double axe handle upside the noggin of Michael Not P.S. Hayes, the man that Silvio beat to win the TV championship a few weeks ago. Silvio swings and misses. Hayes catches him with a right to the jaw. But Hayes kind of lost his balance, it looks like, and goes down. Silvio now slapping Hayes in the face. Oh, Hayes slapping back. We had some fish out here. We could do the fish slapping dance. Silvio with a knee lift, and down goes Hayes. Silvio looks like maybe a nerve hold or something here on Hayes. Hayes gets to his feet, has Silvio up in a fireman's carry, but Silvio's got a hold of the top rope. Hayes lets go. Silvio with a roundhouse kick and puts Hayes down on the mat. And Silvio holds up the belt, proclaiming his superiority because he is the TV champion. And also the host of the Chris Silvio Show, which he was even when he wasn't TV champion. Silvio off the top. But Hayes kind of catches him and throws him off. For some reason, not able to stand long enough to mount any offense other than just like a hit and run sort of thing. And meanwhile, the dressing room is up on the balcony watching. I see Mel and Maximus and, let's see, that might be Ollie Vaez. And No Class Connects. And hey, I think that's Shiloh Jones. They're all watching intently. Hayes now throwing some punches and tosses Silvio across the ring. Silvio caught in the ropes, and Hayes is hitting him, and Silvio's like caught, like bouncing back up so Hayes can hit him again. Silvio finally goes down to the apron, and here's the bodyguard with the Chris Silvio Show t-shirt, and Mary Jane wandering over to make sure he's okay. Hayes now pulls Silvio back into the ring. Hayes with a one suplex. Hey, he's going to do a bunch of them here. Let's see how many he does. That's one. Two suplexes. Yeah, let's do another one. Three suplexes. Yep, just three this time. All right, Hayes going up. Hayes on the second turnbuckle. Drops off, but Silvio rolls out of the way. Silvio back up to his feet before Hayes. Silvio, small package. But only two. Hayes gets out of it. Hayes with a cover. And still only two. Well, Ashcraft counted a little slower for Hayes, but not appreciably that much. Silvio right to the midsection. Hayes whips Silvio into Ashcraft. Silvio gets out of the way, and Hayes splashes Ashcraft in the corner, which is just as well. Hayes all throws lariat Silvio. Both of them are down, and we got to see Josh Ashcraft getting hit with a lariat, and no increase in ticket price either, folks. Here's Joe Wheeler out, the OVW legendary referee. I don't know, does that outrank a senior referee? Wheeler counting as both wrestlers are down. There's four. Let's see. At five, Silvio kind of rolls to the corner, tries to pull himself up. Hayes still down on all fours. Now, for some reason, Silvio's bodyguard doesn't go over and try to revive Ashcraft or anything. Ooh, Silvio pops Hayes in the jaw. Hayes retaliates. Silvio again. Hayes again. Hayes with another. Hayes with a jawbreaker. And there's a pin. Well, now Wheeler wants the belt, and Mary Jane don't want to give it up. Here comes Trailer Park Trash over. Well, now he finally gets the belt. Hayes holds up the belt in triumph. Mary Jane over to say something to Ashcraft.
Not only are we going to restart this match, but Hayes.
Oh, now Ashcraft getting all in Hayes' face.
You tell Michael Hayes to give me that belt. We're going to restart this match.
Hayes gives it to Trailer Park Trash. Hayes now stalking Ashcraft. We restarted the match. Hey, Silvio with a kick to the ribs on Hayes. Hayes with some left jabs and a right hook. Another right hook. And another one puts Silvio down on the canvas. Of course, there's no eight count in wrestling. To my knowledge, there's not. Hayes with a headbutt, peppering Silvio. Silvio. Roll up. Well, Ashcraft did a fast count, and Silvio wins. Ashcraft berating Hayes, but now Hayes is going to turn around and look at him. Oh, Hayes standing up to Ashcraft. Here's Silvio. Hayes, a right hook for Silvio. Well, here comes the bodyguard in. The bodyguard trying to choke slam. Finally does. And now Silvio's going to take advantage and beat on Michael Hayes. And let's see who's going to come out of the back, because we got enough people standing up there. Ashcraft picks up Hayes. Ashcraft holds Hayes. Silvio runs up and pops him. Here comes Diamond and Scruffy Ref. And here's Ali. Here comes everybody out. Now everybody's checking. Well, after Silvio and Mary Jane and the bodyguard gets run off, here comes everybody else out to check on Hayes. Well, it looks like Hayes is able to get up under his own power.
I promise you we'll take this video to Danny Davis and see if there's anything we can do about this tonight. But I want you to know, I think I'm speaking from everybody here in E-Town. As far as we're concerned, our hearts, you're our champion, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank everybody for coming out tonight for another great E-Town event. We love you folks. You guys are the best wrestling fans in all of the United States.
That wrapped up a fun night at OVW. You can watch OVW at ovwrestling.com every Thursday, or read my TV recaps on the Mid-Southern Wrestling message board, Georgia Wrestling History, Gerwick.net, or on the Wrestling Observer site. Stay tuned, because even I don't know where the next podcast will show up. Thank you for listening.